Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and we are about to have a conversation with my monthly co-host and dear friend and Center for Emerging Media's cultural correspondent and gospel blues singer, social activist, all the rest that she is. What's the name of the group that you run now?
Umoja Musica.
Umoja
Musica is the global initiative for peace and nonviolence.
Right. That's Leah Gilmore.
Yeah.
How are
hey,
you, Leah?
I'm doing very well. It's great to be back on. Hey, it's been about 2 weeks, right?
We got to keep this up. I like this.
I'm not traveling. I'm here.
I'll just have to travel with you so we can broadcast from Siberia.
Now, everybody heard that, right?
And Scotland.
We really should.
All the brothers and sisters in Scotland, and that's where my grandmother's from.
Siberia?
No, Scotland.
I was like, what?
And what is a black woman doing in Siberia?
She is really, she is being an amazing standout. In Siberia.
That is cool that you're actually singing in Siberia. I think that's really
it. It is something that you don't think is going to happen in your life, and the universe just makes it happen. And, you know, blues and gospel in Novosibirsk, you know.
You say that well.
Oh, thank you. I've been there a couple times now. Don't ask me anything else.
So before we jump into the Grammys, I want to talk to you about, you saw the speech last night?
I did see the speech last night. I am still, I mean, really, there's an element of me that is really basic. When the announcer says, and the President of the United States, and I see Obama walk in, there's still a part of me that just, my heart leaps. You know, this is the part that's not partisan and the part that is emotional and feeling all of the, you know, all of the experiences of my ancestors. And I'm serious about that, you know, because partisan or nonpartisan, he is who he is. And there will never not be a him. So we can't go backwards. Now, it was great. It was a State of the Union speech, and that's what it was. It was a State of the Union speech.
Yeah, we had the show we did last hour was a really interesting discussion on it. And it's I had some issues with it, but we don't have to talk about it now. We can do that another day when we come back on to talk politics.
Well, you know, I like talking politics.
Oh, no, you love it. I know you do.
Yeah, because I spent many years as a policy analyst and on working on Capitol Hill and working on the other side with the ACLU.
That's your assistant director.
Yeah.
That's when I first met you.
That's right. That's right. You know? And I tell everybody I should really be like 95. Years old, because I've had like
you got a ways to go.
A little ways to go.
I'll get there before you.
But I think we'll be sitting next to each other in the home, you know, playing the blues.
So, the Grammys.
The Grammys.
Now, I didn't watch a lot of the Grammys.
I didn't watch a lot of the Grammys either, and it was on purpose. I started the Grammys. And I'm sure I am being hypercritical of the Grammys because I'm going to be wait for an audience because here it comes. But, you know, it's become less. First of all, I'm not an award show fan, period, you know. But I see their place in the universe, whatever. But this is supposed to be awarding the best of the best, you know. And to me, I think the best of the best were those 81 Grammys that were awarded that no one saw.
That's the wild thing that you were talking about the other day we talked about this.
It's 81.
And we didn't see them.
We didn't see it. Not on television.
The Lifetime Achievement Award went to
The Temptations. And nothing. Nothing. And it is just this ubiquitousness of the same type of pop culture, but I understand the need for ratings and the people, but we get the same. The diversity isn't always that great, you know, when we look at what's happening.
And they're taking the diversity out. I mean, you have what makes money in hip hop out on stage. You have country, which makes money on stage. You don't have the blues don't get to the stage. The gospel doesn't get to the stage.
That's right.
Most of Latino music doesn't get to the stage.
Right. And they're making a lot of money, too.
But it's not the commercial.
But it's not the commercial. Exactly. And I think it is not a real reflection of what should be awarded in the hit in music in its aggregate.
Right. Know?
And I think that's how they present themselves. Now, if they presented themselves as the Grammy Pop Awards, you know, like some of the, I know I've heard of Top of the Pops somewhere, that there are awards like that, then that would make a lot of sense. But when you present yourself as being, you know, the premier award, the Grammy has so much prestige around it. And it deserved it because it's been around for years. But right. It has become a concert special. But a concert special of those who have made a lot of money for that year before.
Right.
You know, it's a popularity. Who's the most popular musician? That's what we're going to choose. It's not exactly who's the best musician.
No, that's ended completely. You know? We're not also featuring, like, kind of making the Grammys a place where people can really experience
mm-hmm.
different kinds of music, the
right.
best of different kinds of music, to even expand people's horizons.
Exactly.
To get people to hear some different kind of music.
And that is the ultimate opportunity to expose folks, because a lot of younger folks are listening,
right.
to these amazing Latino bands.
We're going to play one of those in a minute.
Oh, yeah. And the reggae, Jimmy Cliff. I mean, we have legends who've won Grammys, you know. There's just some... The Grammys this year, you know, one of my friends was nominated for a Grammy, Trish Bowden, and she's right here in Maryland.
And what was
in
the category?
New Age category, you know, healing music. And her husband, Gary Bowden, is an excellent engineer.
I want to hear them now.
Mm-hmm. You got to hear them.
Well, I'm going to hear them. I'm going to look them up as soon as we do this. Okay. We'll get them on before the end of the hour, end of the half hour. This is the best blues album. It says Dr. John.
Dr. John, you're
Lockdown.
Right.
Let's have a little bit of this, just for a minute.
Everything that he does, you know, and but I think Dr. John has been awesome for a long time, and it's almost like, and somebody, I sound like the music Scrooge, but it's just like in some of these categories, even here, it's the most recognizable folks are the ones that win. There are some unbelievable blues musicians out there who have created unbelievable blues albums, you know. Yet, you still get the most pop. Dr. John is just popular, period. He's not just popular
it's
in the blues.
He's a legend.
He's a legend. And a lot of these artists who have won, even in these categories who are tangential to pop music, are legends. And they deserve to win. But year after year after year after year after year, you know, there's definitely, I think, within the Academy, a laziness to find new.
Yes.
you know, and I think that's unfair. But the great thing about this, and that people wonder why, there are Latino Grammys and why there are Blues Music Award ceremonies, and you know why there's Reggae Music World Music Award ceremonies, is because they don't get adequately represented.
They don't. Even this blues category.
That's right.
You've got, here's who didn't win.
Okay.
I mean, let's play her a little bit under us as we're talking. Mm-hmm. Shemeika Copeland didn't win.
No, she is amazing. Come on.
And this is an incredible album.
Incredible right? album.
And then Ruthie Foster, who I love.
Ruthie Foster's one of my favorite blues singers.
And she didn't win it. Dr. John won it. And this group called the Heritage Blues Orchestra and Still I Rise. I like them.
Right.
And I like their sound, John Osborne, Bring It On Home.
Yeah, but they're good.
They're good. But the first two I mentioned, Shemeika Copeland. Here she goes. And Ruthie Foster, Let It Burn. They were just amazing.
It's unbelievable. And Ruthie Foster is what... Shemeika Copeland comes from John Copeland's son, daughter.
Yeah.
And she comes from a legacy of great blues folks. I remember being on festivals with her, and she was only like 19 or 20. And Girlfriend was singing like you would not believe. The person who amazes me is Ruthie Foster as well. Ruthie Foster is so multidimensional. And she plays her own instrument.
Yes.
And she is an incredible blues singer. And I've heard this album. And, you know, she deserved recognition for this album.
I agree.
But I think it's like the you know, the people that vote look down and go, I don't know you. I haven't heard of that name. Oh, but I've heard of that person. So let me vote for that person. Because they must be really good. Because I know they're good.
All these awards are becoming, like, to me... almost beside the point.
It's right.
I don't watch them anymore.
I don't either.
But I'm going to talk about them.
Yeah, that's what's curious. curious about both of us. It's like, we ain't watching them, but we're going to talk about
it. It's like all of the stuff they put
because
on.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
It's frustrating for all of these amazing artists out there. Just again, just in that category. You know? And let me tell you, why, again, Ruthie Foster is amazing to be in that category. Shemeika Copeland is quite well known in the blues world.
Yeah.
You know, you say her name, she's known.
She's a star.
Right. But Ruthie Foster
is a comer.
She got there because she is amazing.
Right.
You know, she's a comer who's been coming along, been doing this a long time, you know. And it's always amazes me about she's not an overnight success.
No.
Ruthie Foster's traveled the world. She's just so good.
You know, this is makes me think of when we said I don't watch the Grammys. We talked before we went on the air just about as Mark Henry gets the next piece lined up. We'll talk about here. Is the Olympics? It's the same thing. It's
like,
how can you take wrestling out
the
of the Olympics?
I mean.
Isn't that where it started in Greece 2,000 years ago?
Greco-Roman wrestling. And we were both saying to ourselves, get rid of synchronized swimming.
Is that a sport?
You know, it's a dancing thing.
But.
Oh, I know. So I know we're going to get letters for this one. But I think synchronized swimming is just bizarre. I mean, it is. I think it's, okay, for people that love synchronized swimming, I apologize. This is purely Leah's
But take out
thing.
Wrestling?
It makes no sense. And
basketball's
I do
all
not
pro
know.
Players.
It's anti.
Baseball's all pro players. What's happening?
I mean,
the Olympics.
It's crazy. The
no
NBA
wrestling.
is plays for the American team. Of course, you know, we're going to win. It was really tragic when we didn't, you know.
They deserve not to win.
Yeah. Just for the point. But to take wrestling out the Olympics is so crazy. It's like taking the special sauce off the Big Mac. How about that for
there you
a
go.
Simile?
That's it. We have now under us. Fuego a la Hijotía.
Yeah.
Rosado y la Riqueña. Marlo Rosado. Y la Riqueña. It is the best Latin album of the year. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
And the video.
You have it as right as you're going to get it
right
now.
And the video is hot.
It's only hot because she's like that girl. Okay. I hope Valerie's listening. I may have to write a text after this. Let me tell you, but this is hot music. It's excellent. I mean, it's something that's deserved. I mean, because it's great music, but I don't have anything to compare it to. I mean, I can't say, you know, but...
Well, there were great Latino bands in this thing, and again, they weren't featured.
They weren't featured. I think this is the biggest issue. What we have in the 81 categories are just pure greatness. Why Dr. John, who's as much as a legend in a lot of people's worlds as Elton John, isn't featured on the stage? You know, his music isn't featured. You know, there's a Jimmy Cliff, who won for reggae. Okay. Jimmy Cliff is a legend.
Jimmy Cliff, yes. Yeah,
and
like Bob Marley, one of the fathers of reggae.
Okay, check this out, though. But they did a tribute to Bob Marley on the air. And Jimmy Cliff won a Grammy, and he still wasn't on the stage on the television. That's the antithesis of
it's
making sense.
It's all about the money.
That's right. That's right.
It's all about certain kinds of money. I mean, they know they can make billions off of hip-hop to white kids.
Right.
They put them up there.
That's right.
It's the pop music. They put it up there.
Mm-hmm.
But we narrow our horizons socially and musically, culturally.
All I can say to that is amen.
So right. We sound like we're such a downer. I don't mean to be.
No, because you know what? We love music so much. And I think it's the frustration of not allowing the world to see the amazing music that's out there when billions are watching, you know? And I think that's what it is. We're not downing people. We're actually really happy people, aren't we, Mark?
I am a happy person.
Yes,
I love life.
Me too.
You know?
I love life. And I love it all. But I think there's just a certain frustration with the way things are set up when it comes to this. But that being said, I mean, there were definitely some entertaining moments. You know, I thought Carrie Underwood's dress lighting up was fascinating. More than she can really sing, but her dress was performing too.
I didn't see it.
It was like, what, do I look at her dress or do I listen? Yeah, her dress was like becoming flowers and butterflies, and it was like a multimedia dress. Much better than the meat dress that Lady Gaga wore.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, but you know, Grace Jones wore a meat dress 30 years before.
So before we hear. I love Grace Jones. Before we go to the next piece, we should let our listeners hear a little bit of Rosado y La Riqueña.
Let's let them.
Was that it? My fault for talking
we
too much over
it. It was my fault.
We just talked right over it.
I think, you know, I'm really curious about the best regional roots album that won. The band called Bolion.
Which, the best what?
The band called Bolion. Called Bolin.
Oh, you're talking about this is really good. This is a New Orleans band.
This is a great stuff.
So let's
why don't we shut up for real this time?
And we'll put that up here, and as soon as they tell us it's ready, we'll let that play. Then we'll go to, here it goes. Listen to this.
So, Oh, yeah.
I mean, Zydeco is this, again, something they don't feature.
Right. Zydeco and Cajun.
They don't feature at all.
Yeah.
And Zydeco is this very rich kind of West Louisiana, East Texas, Afro cowboy music.
It is the most interesting stuff.
Usually, Bo Jacques, remember Bo Jacques back in the day?
Oh, my God.
And I interviewed Bo Jacques, one of my favorite nights.
It was a young woman who plays the accordion. I can't think of her name, but she's still playing. She's fabulous. She's about 4'11", and she's unbelievable. But we will always try to remember, well, what's the difference between Zydeco and Cajun? And we will go, well, the black people play Zydeco, and the white folks play Cajun. I mean, but there's so much cross influence between the two, you know. The sound is so unique. That's something to me that should be heard.
Yes.
You know, by a bigger, more global audience and not in...
Because people listen to it, they get moved by the music, they'll start buying the music.
Exactly.
Or downloading songs or whatever people do now.
And supporting the music.
Right.
And we have another really great album that won... In the dark, in the mystery place where the mystery Grammys go. It's the Goat Rodeo Sessions.
Oh, Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah.
And these, all these kind of folk people.
That's just what I love. And you know that's what we do, unity through music.
And Yo-Yo Ma just crosses genres all the time.
All the time.
He does it all the time.
All the time.
The Silk Road album, all the things he did. Beyond that, he plays some amazing stuff.
Well, that's why, you know, if you have the gift of music, you need to cross. You know, that's what the Grammys need to do.
I agree. No, I agree.
It's a metaphor.
These are the things that we should have our own alternative Grammy show.
Yeah.
What is this?
That's the Goat Rodeo Sessions.
I think it is.
It is. All right. That's so interesting.
Yeah. Yo-Yo Ma is just, he plays with so many different kind of genres and ideas and, you know, experimental stuff. And even if this is not your cup of tea.
Exactly.
Share it.
That's right. I don't find my cup of tea that I like until I drink a lot that I don't. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So you have to be exposed to so much to figure out what you do like.
Right.
You know, I thank goodness for that exposure. I mean, I was definitely a pop princess as a teen. I mean, I'm no different. I'm not like a super encyclopedia woman of music. It just
You're close.
I'm close.
You're close.
But it came because I got exposed. I was lucky enough to get exposed to music that was outside of my little box. You know, and once that happened, it gives you the want and the drive to listen to more and more and more and more and more. I got exposed to, you won't believe this, I got exposed to Bob Marley and Jimmy Cliff from my Irish tour manager.
Okay, yeah.
That's who exposed me to it, you know. And now I'm one of the biggest Jimmy Cliff fans.
I think he's about to come up under us.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, really?
Now, Leah.
Yeah, now you're going to tell.
I am.
I'd kill him.
You just did.
One more, one more, one more.
And so he wasn't on stage? Insane. Jimmy Cliff is the man.
Oh, he is the man.
But he wasn't on stage. It's insane.
And even though there's a Bob Marley tribute going on, that's just whack.
Bob Marley would not be happy.
No, he would not be happy. But Rihanna was there. Okay.
I heard.
Yeah, there you go.
I saw a lot of texts about Rihanna. People weren't happy with her performance.
Well, you know, I try not to judge these young performers too harshly. But for me, I don't think it's about Rihanna's voice or her performance. I think it's, you know, the package, which is what happens in popular music. We know that. I mean, sometimes we get amazingly beautiful people like Whitney Houston who can sing their butts off, you know, and just, I know, I'm still, it's so, the anniversary of her death a couple days ago.
That's right. So my dear friend, Leah
Gilmore. My dear friend, Mark Steiner.
We've got a little Jimmy Cliff. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
We'll see you very soon on the air with us.
I'll be back.
And we're going to take a brief break, take it out with Jimmy Cliff, and then we're going to talk to Suzanne Harjo, Native American perspective on the speech, and talk about why they have to change the name of that Washington team.
Talk about it now.
Yes.
I support that.
There you go.
If you need me, I'm here to hold a sign.
Creative City Public Charter School is a new progressive elementary school located in the Park Heights community that uses hands-on learning and arts integration, now accepting applications for kindergarten to second grade. Lottery application deadline is March the 1st. More information at www.creativecityschool.org.